Here's Paul Harvey, news and comment.
This morning, a man with a weapon was reported on the roof of the Internal Revenue Service building. That roof overlooks the Department of Justice entrance, through which Attorney General Robert Kennedy passes several times a day. Police raced to the red-tiled roof of that seven-story building, found nothing. One officer from the tower of the adjacent old post office building says he saw, on the roof of the Internal Revenue Service building, a man with what appeared to be a weapon, but careful scrutiny has revealed nothing. We will be chasing shadows for a while. Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy went back to his grave last midnight, accompanied by Attorney General Robert Kennedy. She placed a sprig of flowers on the grave and spent several minutes there. In Dallas, Jack Ruby was indicted this morning. County grand jury has indicted him for, quote, murder with malice. The Dallas DA, Henry Wade, says Jack Ruby shot a handcuffed man, deserves the death penalty. But San Francisco's criminal lawyer, Jack Ehrlich, the real-life Sam Benedict, says he may defend Jack Ruby, pleading temporary insanity. Texas Governor Connally is recovering at Parkland Hospital, as doctors had hoped he would. And in Havana, Cuba's foreign ministry says it is true. Lee Oswald, the accused assassin of the president, Lee Oswald, tried to travel to Cuba last September, that he wanted to go from there to Russia. Oswald went to Mexico City and applied at both the Russian consulate and the Cuban consulate for permission. His application stated that he had lived 3 years in Russia and that he was a communist. But when they told him there'd be a delay of 10 days to several weeks in processing his application, he angrily withdrew it and returned to the United States. Mrs. Marina Oswald, his widow, is receiving magazine offers for her life story. And in New York, two girls watched television yesterday. Johanna Malandrucka, 13, and her 16-year young sister, Mary. They watched the honor guard at the funeral service, the precision with which the manual of arms procedure was executed, and they decided to try to imitate it with the rifle and shotgun owned by their older brothers. During their play acting, the 16-year-old girl pointed the rifle at her sister and pulled the trigger. It was unloaded. The 13-year-old girl pointed the shotgun at her sister and pulled the trigger. It was loaded. Time out in politicking. Republicans have agreed to a 30-day moratorium on partisan political activity to give the new president unanimous support. On Wall Street, the stock market opened higher this morning. Buy orders outnumbering sell orders 25 to 1. President Johnson, you know, promised last night that he would seek congressional passage for that biggest tax cut in history. It is stalled in committee almost certainly until next year, but President Johnson means to see it through sooner or later. The president moved his office to the White House today, meeting with foreign leaders now, foreign leaders who are in this country. Tomorrow, he's going to address a joint session of the Congress. One of today's meetings, Soviet Deputy Premier Mikoyan, and I understand Mikoyan brought with him a personal message from Khrushchev for the new president, possibly seeking a summit meeting. During yesterday's Washington reception for foreign dignitaries, de Gaulle was overheard to say to Mikoyan, "You've got to understand that what is good for France is not necessarily bad for Russia," end quote. President de Gaulle is going home now, but he'll return to the United States next year to try to bridge the differences which recently have divided us. Fighting has erupted in central Venezuela today. Up to now, red rioting in that South American country has been limited mostly to Caracas near the coast. Last night, there was a three-hour pitched battle between red guerrillas and troops for a premium prize in Puerto Cabello. You see, the troops were guarding an arsenal. And yesterday, these Castro-uniformed terrorists bombed six United States oil and gas pipelines in Venezuela. Well, here we go again. Marquette University students say they're going to dribble a basketball around Lake Michigan. From Kalamazoo, Michigan to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They'll keep the ball bouncing until the Western Michigan Marquette game December 7. In the spotlight, Chicago's Blackhawks are becoming the New York Yankees of ice hockey, developing individual excellence. Of all the leading scorers in the league, The Hawks now have 3 of the top 4 and 6 of the top 10. Golf pro George Ballesta is dead. Member of a prominent golfing family in Tampa, Florida, himself a pro in Danville, Illinois, 45. The Railroad Arbitration Board this afternoon will rule on the union's demand to keep firemen on trains, and I believe the Arbitration Board will rule no. South Korea goes to the polls today. After 2 years of military rule, South Korea is electing a National Assembly today. Page 2. Today's Wall Street Journal comments editorially that many Americans have yielded to the hysteria they charge to others. That many Americans have yielded to the hysteria they charge to others. Many Americans, including commentators and congressmen and churchmen. A senator who sought to indict, quote, the people of Dallas. A Supreme Court judge who prematurely and erroneously blamed rightists for the president's killing. A newspaper of renown which blamed everybody. And the journal goes on today to say that a dictator must move everywhere secretly and under heavy guard. But an American president is dead because he was so generally beloved and so universally respected by loyal Americans that he moved freely among the people. That the police did not check every window only because for so many years our presidents have moved freely among our people. There have ever been madmen in the world, but that does not discredit a city or a system. It is more than nonsense to say that the good people of Dallas, crowding the streets to honor a president, share a Marxist murderer's guilt. That's the essence of today's Wall Street Journal editorial. May an analyst analyzing the analyst said, just this word of my own, I've always known that we have a big league team of newsmen in Dallas generally and at WFAA particularly. I trust everybody knows it now. Here is a potpourri of the day's news from page 3. Lawrence Welk, recuperating from abdominal surgery in Santa Monica, is doing fine. Oh, Brendan Behan, the bibulous Irish playwright, is a father. 6-pound daughter. His wife Beatrice made the announcement. She said Brendan was somewhere celebrating. On the medical front, the government of Canada is launching a nationwide campaign to discourage cigarette smoking. The federal government of Canada decrees that the case against the cigarette has been proved. Incidentally, college newspapers have been thrown for a financial loss by the fact that cigarette advertising has been eliminated. Some have had to cut down the number of pages, but all have survived. I'm talking now about college newspapers in our own country. But you want to walk safe. You want to walk safe, stay in Paxton, Massachusetts. I learned today that not one pedestrian has been killed in Paxton since the town was incorporated in 1765. Miami known sex offenders are being rounded up. More than 100 known sex offenders are at large around Miami, and today they're being rounded up for questioning while homicide tries to find the killer of a 10-year-old Lorene Thornbone. There's a classified ad in today's London Times says, quote, Christine Darling, sorry to miss our wedding date. Busy seeking change of advertising agency, wed you later. Signed, copywriter. The new general of the Salvation Army, Frederick Coots, says the Army's trumpets and tambourines are going to be augmented by electric guitars. General Coots says, quote, the Army is going to get with it. End quote. Bloomington, Illinois Pantograph was first, I think, to urge that Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy be made a sort of secretary for culture in the Johnson administration. There has so far been no official indication that she will be. From maternity hospitals across the nation comes word today of scores of new babies named for the late president, 20 that I know of in just Minneapolis and St. Paul. A society wedding upcoming in Chicago, Mrs. Chesser Campbell, the widow of the former publisher of the Tribune, and Arthur Schliemann of Ontario Paper. A merger is upcoming between Jewel T and Star Market, and a new type dollar bill is today in circulation. $50 million new dollar bills, Federal Reserve notes, released through the 12 Federal Reserve banks and their 24 branches. They'll get to you through regular commercial banking channels. The notes are very similar to the present dollar silver certificates, but those are going to be withdrawn from circulation. The new bill will not contain any reference to silver. Oh, FYI, the FBI is reported positive that Lee Oswald killed the president. But the FBI, to intercept any possible doubt which might becloud history, is building all available evidence into an irrefutable case. And President Johnson has promised that all of the facts which the FBI is presently uncovering and putting together will be made public. Paul Harvey. Good day.